This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's see, there are 30 days. How does this work? 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest are 31 in kind, except February, which has 29 on a leap year. I don't think I got that all right, but close enough. Two-thirds of the way through the month of June, then we'll be halfway through the year of 2018, and it'll be Christmas before you know it. Hooray! Meanwhile, back in the real world, Jennifer Horn has some trending stories here on the DJV show, which Victoria Keelan and Kara Schiller... Oh, by the way, I have, on the DJV program, discovered the three most attractive women on the radio. If you ever look at pictures, you go to the DJV show website and you see the pictures flashing across the screen of these lovely, beautiful women. You see their faces all full of smiles because they love being here with me. It makes their day. So, with that... All right, go ahead, come on. Just help yourself.
That's what makes this beautiful, Dougie. It's all you.
That's it. You got it. Hi, Jennifer. Let's have the trending story.
Well, what makes the FBI beautiful is that they dumped out Peter Strzok yesterday. This is an interesting story. It happened late yesterday afternoon, maybe even after people were already home for the day. Peter Strzok, who is that very controversial figure at the FBI. He was the one that was involved with Lisa Page, another FBI attorney and very high-level FBI agent. Peter Strzok had sent those text messages back and forth with Lisa Page about having a backup plan, saying he was going to stop President Trump. Well, the question has been, if those were his text messages, why in the heck does he still have a job? Well, finally yesterday, the FBI answered that question. He's working for the Human Resources Department at the FBI, and he was escorted out of the building. He still apparently has a job, but he cannot be allowed. He's not going to be back into the facility until all of the investigations are complete.
Should I be confused?
About?
What the deal was with this guy and the girl?
They were having an affair.
Okay.
So and they exchanged over 10,000 text messages.
And some of them in
the tone said that Peter Strzok had a backup plan, that he was going to prevent Trump from becoming president, that he was keeping Obama informed about the investigation. And so they have all of this evidence that he was saying those things. The problem was he was the number two investigator on the Hillary Clinton email scandal, and he also had a hand in starting the Russia investigation. And then he worked for Mueller's investigative team until a few months ago when he was removed.
So he's basically
Mueller removed him over a year ago. Because they found out about the text messages. Yeah, so Mueller removed him right away, and it's for whatever reason now, a year later, it's kind of trickling out about who this guy was and the affair with the girl, and it's, you know, all this back and forth stuff. It's probably going to come up with nothing.
Well, it's trickling
out. Mueller will investigate and find the truth.
Well, the Inspector General just released the report condemning Peter Strzok. He's under further investigation, and then the Inspector General revealed that they're actually going to see if Peter Strzok had a hand in starting the Russia investigation on Trump to begin with. If that's the case, then Trump would have a really good, or his legal team would have a good case of throwing the whole thing out.
Yeah, a good case of doing that anyway. Yeah. All right, what else, Jen?
So there you go. So that's Peter Strzok. He's trending today. And also
Strzok was struck.
Strzok was struck. The FBI may have modified witnesses, according to reports, misled the inspector general with false information. This is according to Mark Meadows, who raised the possibility that the FBI misled the watchdog in an attempt to hide the identities of FBI employees. This is going on while Arnold Schwarzenegger and just about everybody with the voice and a microphone is hitting at the Trump administration for their zero tolerance policy on immigration at the border because of these images that are disturbing of children being held in detention centers. Even though it's under the care of Health and Human Services, they look like they're being held in empty warehouses, essentially. And this is causing a big problem for Republicans. Who are dealing with the issue. And apparently the president last night, when he spoke to him, said you have 5 days to act, with giving Congress a five-day deadline, essentially.
What, come up with a better plan?
Is that change the law. That's the plan, is to change the law.
Can they get together enough to figure out something they're getting enough votes for to actually pass it? And then what happens
they
at
should.
The end of the 5
That's
days?
Their job.
So what happens
in
5 days?
In the past, though, the law, you just separate whoever the person is that's the illegal immigrant coming across. All that's fine. But in the past, they didn't separate families because they knew this would raise such a huge backlash. So why can't the law just be you detain them in a separate area but keep the families together? Why isn't that just the solution?
That's not really the option. What was happening before is that in 2014, Obama just said, well, we're not going to enforce this law. So the idea is not to pick and choose what laws we enforce in this country or what we don't. If we don't want the law,
why
we change
that?
It, and that's Congress's job.
But why can't that just be this? Right, but what I'm saying is, why can't that be the solution? Separate these people. No, what I'm saying is, instead of separating the kids from the from the adults who are going to be tried for illegally crossing the border, keep them together like they did in the past. Not the catch and release thing, but I mean, instead of separating the parents
right
now.
Well, they do have family deportation centers that are unfunded because Congress hasn't moved on immigration legislation.
Well, it seems like that would be
the proposal. Right, that's actually the proposal of the administration, is to put in the immigration reform bill that they would fund these family detention centers where families wouldn't be separated, the kids would stay with the adults while they were waiting trial. So that is one of the things.
I think everyone can agree on that, right?
We can't come up with money to do that, but we come up with a federal study to look at pro-arm wrestling. Taxpayer, your dollars at work, is a study being done by the government as to how to best overcome your opponent in arm wrestling. That's very important. Glad we got that.
All right, finally today, I don't know if it's good news, but at least it's about Elvis Presley. And it's really maybe not. But Elvis Presley is trending today because his $100 million fortune is gone, according to his daughter, Lisa Marie. Elvis's daughter is proceeding with a lawsuit against her former business manager, she claims, who lost her father's $100 million fortune through poor investment decisions. This is going to be held in California Superior Court.
The hearing. You're talking about her, because his estate was worth a lot more than $100 million bucks. Her share of it maybe is $100 million. Priscilla and she have been managing the business. Priscilla is a very good businesswoman. This sounds a little suspicious.
This is her, and this is her inheritance, I think, right? It's her portion.
It's not
of
Elvis's
estate. Elvis's estate was actually bought by a whole group of investors, and they're the ones who built that new hotel that's right near Graceland and things like that. So this is part of her divorce. There's her soon to be ex-husband has been going after her money, saying she has a lot more money than she's claiming. I think that's really where this is all coming from.
What
she might be
kind of a
bankruptcy.
Marries a woman to get her money.
This
Who
guy.
Does that?
Whoever this guy is.
Other guys. All right, what's going on with the World Cup? I'm looking at some stuff on, Twitter, back and forth. This woman's boyfriend asked her to text him updates from the game. And I'm looking at it. England playing Tunisia, right?
They won. England beat Tunisia.
They won.
England was playing Tunisia, so I'm saying England won.
Won. Okay.
For like the first time in a while. So.
Yeah, they've been in a slump for a long time now. Yeah.
But hey, they're still better than the U.S., who didn't even make it. So.
Yeah, we didn't even make it. We're pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic. All right, here's something that is not pathetic, a great way, the healthiest way, the most positive way, a super way to lose weight. Calitrin, one of the fine sponsors of this program now for a couple of months, and people have been saying how well they're doing on this program. You can send your comments along to me, at Doug Stephan, if you'd like. Comment on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Weight loss, energy, joint support. This is the way to lose. This is it. This is the way to do it. Never mind all the diets and stuff. Eat well, yes. Exercise, yes. But understand, to exercise, you got to have the body's natural collagen. And because you stop producing it when you're in your 30s, or you don't produce as much, body tends to get a little fat after you're 30, 35, 40, 50, and it continues to decline until you figure out that you need to support yourself with natural collagen, and that's what Calitrin is all about. They figured out that because Calitrin needs the support of protein, and the protein is collagen, that the collagen comes in, pushes the fat out. You eliminate the fat with these collagen peptides, which are the main ingredient at Calitrin and the main reason you're going to lose weight. No side effects at all because it's all natural. Just take it from me. It stimulates your body to produce more collagen on its own, and with that and good nutrition, you lose weight. Bingo. That's it. Top, I got on the scale this morning, I weigh 173. If you talked to me when I got back from California, I weighed 183. So that's pretty good progress, don't you think?
10 pounds, that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And it comes at the hands of Calitrin. So take my tip and advice. Try it yourself. It's a guaranteed product. And by the way, if you go to toploss.com, you want the special DJV deal, you'll get 10% off on the first 3 bottles, and then you'll get a free bottle, too. Good deal? Excellent deal. Because it works, you'll lose the weight. Toploss.com. Check the box for DJV. DJV for the special deal. Even if you didn't get a special deal, this is the way to lose the weight. Toploss.com. Go online, or you can call them at 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-867-5677. Let's lose the weight. Get on the Calitrin bandwagon.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You may be happy to hear that the President of the United States and his wife are welcoming the King of Spain to the White House today. King Felipe VI and Queen Latifah are coming to the White House. President, let's see how long Victoria.
I don't think it's Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah, really? Queen Letizia is her name, actually. But Queen Latifah Smith. No big deal. King Felipe says he appreciates the shared history and heritage of the U.S. and Spain, especially the Spanish-American War. I'm sure he thought that was a nice time for all. Trade expected to be prominent in the talks because they're going to take over for China. Spain's going to start making everything there, and China will be out, Spain will be in. Everybody for that? Is that a good idea? Who thinks that's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. Sangria for all.
Right, and Spanish black olives, too. That's part of the whole deal. Yeah, have those. All right, 21 after. Thanks, for Jennifer Victoria.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For some reason, this is the second time this week this has shown up. First time was announcing the cancellation of the Jerry Springer Show. And now, I have TV Guide's worst shows of all time. All right, you want to take a guess at what's number one? Well, we'll go from number 10 to number one. And the music for Jerry Springer's show in the background would, I think, probably clue you into Jerry Springer being number 10. TV Guide's 10 worst shows of all time. At number 10, the Jerry Springer Show, which has been canceled after 24 years. Next, at number 9, My Mother, The Car.
Wow. What?
Yes.
What is that?
Oh, my God. It was the silliest, dumbest. Just look it up. Google it, and you'll look at it, and you'll think to yourself, oh, my God. More than three people watched that show? Next, number 8 was the XFL. Remember that was supposed to be the new football. I know it's coming back again.
Yeah.
It was horrible in the ratings. Number 7, the Brady Bunch. Man, I thought
really?
Everybody liked that. Yeah,
yeah, that was so popular.
Yeah, and this one was too. Hogan's Heroes is at number 6. That was a good show. I thought it was a good show. Captain Clink and all those silly things.
I can't say I've ever seen it.
You know, then reruns everywhere. You Google it, you'll find it. Next, number 5 was Celebrity Boxing. The 10 worst shows of all time. Number 5, Celebrity Boxing. Number 4, After MASH. Oh, what a waste of time. Number 3, Cop Rock, which featured police singing. That was the show.
That's bad. Matt,
who came up with that idea? Number 2, You're in the Picture. I must remember, or not remember, I don't have a clue what that show was. Anybody?
You're in the picture?
I never heard of it either. But number 1, however, I heard of. I used to think it was campy, it was cute, corny. The number 1 worst show of all time, according to TV Guide, Hee Haw. All right, there it is.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Mark Owens and Roy Clark.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a variety show or something?
Yeah, kinda. It was a country variety show. It's just corny as all get out, but it was funny. All right, anyway. Let's see, we have musically at 26 past the hour. Nina Simone's childhood home has been dedicated as a national treasure. It's African American Music Appreciation Month. Childhood home of Nina Simone, who was a very well-known, very popular singer. She also very active in the civil rights movement, designated as a national treasure by the Trust for Historic Preservation. Her home in Tryon, North Carolina, will be the first music site to be restored by the National Trust's Black Cultural Heritage Action Fund, an initiative with the Ford Foundation. Other music sites on the list, let's see here, the home of Chess Records, John Coltrane's house, Capricorn Records home, Fame Studio, Muscle Shoals Sound Studio, and United Sound System Recording Studios. National Trust for Historic Preservation said Nina Simone's distinctive voice and social critique in the mid-20th century was unlike anything America had ever heard before. And I think that's probably true. We're delighted to honor her tremendous contributions to American society and inspire new generations of artists and activists to engage with her legacy. Felicia Richard is the director and advisor for this restoration campaign. She's co-chair of the Cultural Heritage Action Fund. Black is known as Black Cultural Heritage Fund, African American Cultural History Fund. So there you go. All right. Paul McCartney.
Go ahead.
McCartney has announced coming out today with a double single, but it's not apparently available. Is that right, Kara? Yet?
Not yet. It'll be out later today, sometime, somewhere. They haven't announced anything about it, so I guess we all just sit around and wait for it. The songs are called, I think, Come On To Me, and...
I Don't Know.
Yeah, and I Don't Know, which is where we all are now.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, then we'll play tomorrow after we've heard what they are later on today, but something to look forward to. A couple of new songs from Paul McCartney. Always welcome. Here's somebody. There's never been any controversy about him, in my mind. He's a good guy, and he knows his way around. That's for sure. Good for him. 28 after the hour here on the DJ B Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mere look around the world today demonstrates that the Council has failed in its stated objectives.
And with that, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday announced the U.S. is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. With him as he made the announcement, the ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, We take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
The Trump administration also accuses the council of being hostile to Israel. President Trump telling Congress to hurry up and send him an immigration bill. He met with House Republicans last evening, saying he'll support either of two such bills that are currently up for consideration. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is the program of the year, according to listener surveys. It's called the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on behalf of Promoting a Good Day. The federal judge who denied Stormy Daniels' request to reconsider delaying her legal fight against the president. I'm trying to figure out what all these words mean. Listen to this sentence. A federal judge denied Stormy Daniels' request to reconsider delaying her legal fight. You got that? You want to translate that?
Read it again. No, read it again.
Listen to the. I don't understand. This is from the L.A. Times. You'd think the people that write stories there would be able to write in English so you can understand them. One more time. A judge denied Stormy Daniels' request to reconsider delaying her legal fight against the president.
So it sounds like they were going to... it's like it's so many words that you forget it halfway through, so I understand and then I forget it. I guess she asked them before to delay whatever, and they denied her request to delay the trial, and so now she's asking them again.
Oh, I thought they wanted to delay, and she's requesting to not delay.
That's what I thought the first time I read it, but I think Kara's right. I think, but isn't it amazing? I give you the information for two reasons. One, because it's interesting to see another picture of Stormy Daniels' dimples, and then two.
Oh, jeez! I told my mom. I said, "Fancy," because we were talking about Stormy Daniels, and my mom goes, "Well, at least she's pretty." I said, "Well, yeah, Doug likes her dimples," and my mom just kind of rolled her eyes, just like, "Uh huh."
So, anyway, she's suing the president and his lawyer, right? And isn't that so? That's that side of the story. So she requested a delay for whatever the reason. They may not be prepared. And the judge said, no, we're going ahead. So now they have asked again. That's kind of like the line that Demi Moore delivers in A Few Good Men, the movie with Tom Cruise, in which they're trying a couple of guys for murdering somebody they didn't really kill on the base in Guantanamo. Jack Nicholson's in it anyway. Great lines come from that movie. And one of them, her line, is she's protesting because the judge is not doing what they want him to do, and so she gets up and objects. And then she sits down, and the questioning continues, and she gets up and she says, I repeat my objection. And the judge tells her to sit down, and she one more time gets up and says, I repeat my repetition of my objection. So it sounds like the same kind of stuff. Anyway, we all know that story. It's a lot of hookum, hunga-bunga. Trump administration on another front, expecting North Korea to return the remains of service members, a couple of hundred sets apparently, planning underway to get the remains from North Korea, the actual transfer date not finalized. The administration is ready to receive the remains as early as next week if the North Koreans decide to move quickly. 5,300 sets, according to the Defense Department, of service member remains there. Total of 7,600 personnel remain unaccounted for, MIA in Korea. Pilots shot down, ground troops died, people that died in prisoner of war camps. They were pretty chilling. You know, you ladies don't remember, maybe you studied in history, the march on Bataan, the American soldiers, the Japanese, and the horror that was wrought on American soldiers. You know, I find it, or I used to, I don't know if I, you know, it's not the people who are alive now who did it, so you have to kind of move on. It's kind of like how many people hold certain Southerners responsible for slavery. Hello, it's time to move on. The people who are alive now didn't do what you were offended by, so come on, let's move on. Same thing true. When I was a kid, I had real animosity toward Japanese people, and it was brought about by my father continually talking about how in World War II the Japanese did all of these horrible things, and they did. Anybody who studies what happened, they were cowards, they were monsters, they were just subhuman. It was awful. But that was then, and this is now. So do you move on, or do you hold on to that grudge? And I guess maybe the same
relationship with Japan now.
Now,
It's as if it never happened.
Right.
Which is great. Which is, you know, that's wonderful. In two generations, my grandfather fought in World War II and used to say the Japs. And when we were little kids, we'd go, Grandpa, you can't say that. But, you know, it's so different now, two generations later.
Well, the Chinese used to be called chinks. That was the standard in my father's generation. You know, they called them Japs and chinks. That's what they did, and now we find it offensive. I don't know whether it's offensive or not. It's a very, never mind the political correct. That's not what we're really talking about.
Do you want to hear a really non-politically correct story?
Yes, from you?
Yes.
Absolutely, let's go.
This is bad. Just warning, this is bad.
You ready for this, Kara? So, get it on tape. Put it in the DJV show. Make sure the podcast has this story in it. Okay, go ahead.
He's going to die that I'm even telling this story. Okay, so a guy I used to work with who is still a friend of mine, he is from a town in Illinois called Pekin. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
Pekin, Illinois was named Pekin, Illinois because they believed that they were exactly halfway across the world from Pekin, China. So they so when they founded the town...
Do people even know what Pekin is today?
I don't know. But anyway, let me tell the story.
You know what Pekin, is today,
it's a
right?
It's a duck.
No.
No, I'm joking.
Pekin, you know what it is, what the name of the city is today?
I do not. Shanghai? I don't know.
No.
Beijing, right?
Pekin is Beijing, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, right. So Pekin back then was, they believe that this town in Pekin, Illinois, which they called it Pekin, not
if
Pekin.
If you drilled through, you'd come out in Pekin.
They're wrong. They were totally off. But they thought that's what it was. And so the town's mascot became the Chinks. They were the Pekin Chinks. And up until I think it was 1990 or maybe 89, they were still the Pekin Chinks. And the high school mascot, and there's pictures you can Google, and I didn't even believe him when he told me this. And the people, like the mascots, were dressed, you know, like in a suit, like not in a sumo suit, but in a fat suit with the silk pajamas and the little silk round hat. That's what their mascot was. And then in 1990 or early 90s, they had to change it to the Pekin Dragons because everybody was like, okay, we can't in 1990 say that we're the Pekin Chinks. And they had a local roller skating rink, and guess what it was called?
Pekin Rink.
The Chink Rink.
Chink Rink, yay!
And they still actually, some people still call it the Chink Rink. And I didn't even believe that this was a real story. And he was like, trust me, you can Google all of it. I Googled the whole thing. The images are hilarious. But it just shows you how long those types of prejudices can last. This is into the early 90s. The Chink Rink.
I have to remember that one.
Yeah. All right.
Are we thanking Fancy Nancy for that story? Who are we thanking for that story?
Tim Hayes. My buddy Tim Hayes. That's
all right.
Props to Tim.
Coming up in a moment, we're going to meet a lady who's going to help us understand what the best product in America is at the moment. The best product of the year in America. I'll tell you, this is one of them, as far as I'm concerned. Get Life Change Tea. It is a fabulous product. It will change your life. In fact, Victoria and I, brewing up a new batch, gallon at a time, put it in the refrigerator, drink a cup or so a day. As a matter of fact, I heard you talking about you in a cleanse mode, and you're starting your day with Get the Tea.
I brewed a new batch last night, so I have Life Change Tea. That's my morning pick-me-up. Because it has a little bit of caffeine from the black and green tea blend. Not enough that it would ever compare to coffee, but a little bit of a pick-up because I don't drink coffee. So it's nice. So I get to, tolerate you and your nonsense morning.
Oh, my God. What a horrible. All right. So you're on Get the Tea. You're in a cleansing mode, so you understand that it's going to get rid of the parasites and the other stuff that's in your body that could compromise your immune system, Victoria. All kinds of bad things. So you're getting, this is a good way to get all kinds of stuff out of your body, frankly. So take Victoria's advice, my advice. We sing the praises of Life Change Tea because we're drinking it every morning while we're on the air. A lot of food that's bad for you and has a lot of effect that stays with your body till you clean it out with something like this. This is the best way to cleanse your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJB and they will ship it to you without cost. All right? Energy. Drink it. Cleansing. Drink it. Good for you. Drink it. GetTheTea.com is the place to get Life Change Tea. GetTheTea.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Joining us now on the DJV show is Elizabeth Mayhew, who is a columnist, television reporter. She's written books. You name it, she's done it. She's covered it. She's someone who kind of, as I look at this, I understand why you're interested in Product of the Year. You got a family, you want to know what's doing well, what you can trust. Product of the Year is the largest consumer product award, rewarding innovation, voted on by real shoppers just like you. So Elizabeth is going to give us the results of this survey. How many, how far and why did you have to go to come up with this, Elizabeth?
Okay, so Product of the Year, every year it's a competition. So this is the 2018 winners I'm talking about. Over 40,000 consumers voted on these products, and there are 31 different categories that range, you name it, from beauty to pet to automotive to food to health. Laundry detergent, and so these are the what they've come up with, these over 40,000 people, and you can find these products in the grocery store or online. You'll see a distinctive red sticker that says Product of the Year 2018, and again, like you said, they're innovative. So not only are they in ways innovative by their packaging potentially, but also in the health benefits, or the scent, or there's something special about all of them. And I think it's just really cool. So it just also, it makes you a more educated consumer. There's so much out there that this is just one way to navigate the aisles and the shopping cart online.
All right, so let's go through some of the categories. You're used to seeing this stuff. You're around it all the time. Maybe the average person isn't. Let's talk about snacks. Let's start with snacks. What's the best?
Okay, so for snacks, like, all right, I'll give you an example. Skinny Cow, high-protein, packaged, low-fat ice cream. So Skinny Cow's been around for 20 years, and it is known for these low-calorie, really delicious, creamy. What they've done now is they've taken their ice cream and they've packed it with protein. So for every serving, there's over 20 grams of protein. We all know protein's very hot right now because it builds lean muscle, and if you're going to be eating it, you might as well get the benefit. And it's also low calorie and low fat. So it's a delicious sweet treat for a lot of people. One thing, this isn't really a snack, but for some people maybe it is. Heineken, I think this is probably the coolest, no pun intended, but it's the Heineken cooler pack. What it is it's a box of Heineken. You lift off the top and you pour ice into it, and the container acts like a cooler, so you can take it to your tailgate, you can put it in your backyard barbecue. You don't need that extra big cooler alongside of the just box it comes in. So that is really innovative from a packaging standpoint.
All right.
Another kind of packaging, but also treat. You know, it's interesting to see how a lot of private label products have risen to the top. Like they're following the trends, but at a more affordable price. So Aldi Fresh Farms Greek yogurt does this. They have tilts, so you tilt in the little crunchies or whatever into the yogurt. Consumers really like that. Another cool product, and it totally, just to show you the diversity, is Schwarzkopf's Gliss Ultimate Repair Anti-Damage Mask for your hair. This is a cool product because it's a patented keratin that you can put on your hair that brings back all the life and shine if you've had any damage, particularly as those people are swimming this summer and doing all that chlorine damage to their hair. This is a great product. Another product that consumers really liked was the Purex Crystals Botanicals, which is a laundry booster that has a cherry blossom and ginger scent. So there's definitely a movement toward a lot of these healthy kind of like new agey scents that people like, and that's become a huge trend. So this not only uncovers, I would say, a lot of innovation, but a lot of really on-trend products that people want. So for more information and to see a whole list, you can go to productoftheyearusa.com. There's 31 different categories, so 31 different great products out there.
Elizabeth Mayhew, former editor-in-chief of Women's Day magazine.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stirring introduction to our movie news segment, the theme from the well-known movie Australia. Okay, Chucker, you're going to have to rescue us from this point on.
Nicole Kidman, a star of that film, is 51 years old today.
So is that the one that she was in with
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman, they were cowboys, or kind of cowboys. That was actually a good movie.
I like this film. You know, it was done by director Baz Luhrmann, who directed Nicole Kidman in Moulin Rouge, a movie I also liked a lot. He wanted it to be sort of the Gone with the Wind of Australia, maybe not quite that good, but I did find it entertaining, and I enjoyed the pairing of Hugh Jackman and Nicole
Kidman. I did too.
I'm a fan. She's had 81 screen credits. Most people remember her in an 89 film, her first forte with American audience, in an Australian film titled Dead Calm that came out here in the States. She was in that movie
with George Clooney in the 90s about the Russians stealing. Yeah, Peacemaker. That was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, frankly. And actually, I really like her. And I know I'm in the minority because a lot of critics trash this film, but they did a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers in 2007 called The Invasion. She was the lead. She was awesome in that film, and I really like it. I think it's a really good reinvention of that very interesting sci-fi concept.
All right, what do you think of Kevin Spacey making a return in a movie called Billionaire Boys Club? starring his Baby Driver co-star Ansel Elgort.
I read something about. Was that movie in the can before?
Apparently, was shot or, over a year ago, yeah, before the allegations came to light. Yes, right.
So I mean, the finances of the film, his other actors involved, they probably have a quality project. Obviously, Kevin Spacey is a fantastic actor. We probably won't see him work much going forward, but since the movie's in the can, I can't blame him.
He'd been in a treatment facility last November. He put himself in a treatment facility, and nobody's seen him since.
Okay. I can't say I've seen him.
All right, so I want to know whether you know the Cowardly Lion's costume in The Wizard of Oz weighed 100 pounds. Do you know
I did not know that. No.
Made of real lion skin.
Wow.
And now, listen to this. The snow in the poppy scene was made from asbestos. That's why most of the people in that film, whether you know it or not, died of cancer. And that was because of that.
I did not know that.
Yep. Judy Garland wore a corset to make her figure seem smaller. The Tin Man's oil was actually chocolate syrup. Toto earned $125 a week for filming. But the Munchkins got $50 a week.
Wow.
The horses in the Emerald City were colored with Jello, which they kept licking off.
The good thing is Toto put that $125 into the stock market, and it's worth about $1 billion now.
Yeah, right. You may be right. Temperatures on the set were 100 degrees plus every day.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? And being in those outfits like that?
But it is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Six Oscars. Mm-hmm. Didn't it beat Gone with the Wind?
Well, Gone with the Wind won the Oscar for Best.
Oh, that's
Picture,
right.
It was directed by the same guy.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, Chuck has got some movie news for us right after this.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Hi, Chuck. What else in the movie news bag today?
I think this is an interesting story. To combat that movie pass, AMC announced yesterday they're going to do a subscription service to all moviegoers who go to AMC. For $19.95 a month, Doug, you get 3 movies a week, which is 12 a month, and you go watch IMAX. Actually, that's a pretty good deal, and I think ultimately when that gains foothold, that's going to be a game changer in the industry. The only thing I can think of why a movie chain like that would do it to combat MoviePass, they're going to raise their popcorn and soda prices, I think, to offset the discount on the movie ticket. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah.
I think it's for the moviegoer. I think it's an awesome, awesome.
Well, somebody thing. Like me, who in the wintertime goes to 3 movies a week easy, mm-hmm. and where I am in Santa Monica, most of the theaters are AMC theaters, a couple of Arclight, but yeah.
And you can watch your three movies a week in one day, or as long as you spread them out 2 hours at a pop. Pretty good.
All right, good job for a reporter on movies, Chucker. Good man. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.